The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I say to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And today we celebrate Trinity Sunday. It's the only day in a year that we celebrate the doctrine. So I will not try to explain the Trinity. But I will begin with a story to show how in Jesus, God the Father encounters us. So in 1996, I arrived in Malawi fleeing a forceful repatriation concocted by the United Nations and two other countries that shall remain nameless. And to say that I was bitter about it would be an understatement. But God, as God would have it, I would come to learn the best life lesson that would leave a permanent mark on me. God is always in control. I better not forget that. As I sat comfortably in that new refugee camp, trouble was brewing. A young man stabbed himself so that he could accuse other men from the other tribe. So the accused men were taken into prison. And so people brought them some food, and I brought them a Bible. And later, it was established that there was not enough evidence that the 9 accused men did it. So the wound was superficial, like this much. And so if someone meant harm, the wound would have been substantial or even possibly fatal. So the men were released and brought back, and they came and gave me my Bible, and they said that their lifeline was Psalm 35. So to be honest, I went back and read it again and read it again, and I never read it with the same eyes ever again, even this past week. The memories of that event came flooding again as I read it. So the men were comforted by reading Psalm 35 that talks about if they accuse you and you are innocent in your heart, and they felt that the psalmist understood their situation. And so only two of them, of the men out of the nine, went on to persevere to ask about, tell me more about the Bible. I want to know more. Because when we were reading that Bible in the prison, there was a flame in our hearts. We felt a joy that we never felt before, even if we were in prison. And so they really wanted to know more about Jesus, about the world of the Bible. So they asked many questions. And the same happened to Nicodemus. Well, thank God Nicodemus wasn't in prison. He was actually rather well. But he came to Jesus because he wanted to know something about what Jesus was all about. The miracles, and there's something about this man here that it must be from God. I want to know about it. I want a window to know about something. God, are you doing something special with this man here? So he was very curious. So as he came, I can understand on the side of Nicodemus, because if there is anyone who would have made it into the kingdom of God, it would have been him, because he knew and lived the law. So he was trained, you know, in the law, and he had God's approval and place in the age to come. So here is a question for us tonight. Could it be like Nicodemus or the two men in my story? Our understanding needs to be expanded to reach true faith in God. Maybe one opening for us to get to that place between heaven and earth where God reveals himself to us. Maybe one window of a story, something God is pursuing us, and to meet with God in that particular window. That's my question. And obviously, not all of us would be at the same level of faith. So we all need God's light to guide us. And the prophet Isaiah thought he was going to die when he saw that tiny glimpse of the Lord sitting on the throne. And he says, woe is me, I am lost, and for I am a man of unclean lips. Can I really see God? Can I really see God? Because I'm going to die. Because if you see God, you would die. And so he thought he was going to die. So God intervened with his angels to touch his lips with a life call to purify him. Then he was able to respond to God's call. But somehow I think the same happens to us and can apply to us, since we need that opening of God's grace to desire his will in our lives. Let's just take, for example, a Nicodemus example. We get the sense that he was a sincere seeker. He really wanted to know more. Is God in this man? Is something really about God happening here? But what made him to go to see Jesus that night? Should we say the Holy Spirit? Mm-hmm. So, in the process, Nicodemus went on to discover the true faith in God, and he grew closer to Jesus. And the Bible tells us that he was there when he was buried. So Nicodemus grew much closer. He understood Jesus, and he followed him and listened and grew much closer to him. And this is what Jesus shared with him. And I want to acknowledge my children for embellishing my drawing here. So this is what he says. Nick, to see the kingdom of God, you need to be born from above. I understand you were born from your parents. That's being born of the flesh. But now, here is what you need here. Of course, this is a man of the law. He is a good lawyer. He understands a lot. And Jesus, he's a rabbi, but he doesn't have a PhD, right? But he's telling him, you know, you need to be born from above. And actually what I mean here is being born of water and the Spirit. And you know, Nicodemus would have remembered from what John the Baptist taught, the baptism of repentance. You need to repent and you need to be baptized in the fire of the Holy Spirit. And that's being born from above. And then you will be able to see the kingdom of God. And actually, the kingdom of God, it's not necessarily a place. It is Jesus Christ himself. Thus, you will be able to see the kingdom of God. And that's my opening. That's my opening that I was thinking. Lord, would you make an event where I could see a little, that I can tell, yes, Lord, that is the kingdom of God, where heaven and earth meet. This is what I want you to do. This is what I sent you on earth to do. This is your mission here on earth. That is my opening. Where would you like me to be, O Lord? Where would you like me to serve you, Lord? That's my opening there. The kingdom of God. And we, like Nicodemus, we need that opening as well. That invitation to share in the life of the Trinity, born from above. It is a gift from God to be able to understand that, to be born from above. But here is what I think Jesus is proposing to us. God knows where we are at in our faith. And at times, our faith keeps depleting for several reasons, but we do need to recharge. And one of the occasions to recharge is today, to join in for Holy Communion. It's our own way here to recharge by meeting, being one in Holy Communion with Jesus Christ. And Jesus loved to be alone with the Father. Maybe that's a hint for us. In your quiet time, maybe it's your time to call on your Heavenly Father. And other times, it is as if we need God to yank our heart out and clean it up so we can discover that true opening of to discover true faith in our Heavenly Father. And Paul had this experience at the when he met Jesus at the Damascus Road. And he told the Romans, as we heard our brother read to us, "For all who are led by the Spirit are the children of God. Those who cry, 'Abba, Father, heal us, O Lord. Hear us, O Lord.'" Don't we say that when we pray? "Hear us, O God, our Heavenly Father, hear us." Those are the children of God who cry to their Father in heaven. And Paul knew that those born of the Spirit are always in battle putting to death the deeds of the flesh, because we are all born of the flesh, so putting to death all the deeds of the flesh. And today, the world and the flesh and their ways of thinking are advertised everywhere, everywhere, telling us, if you want to succeed, you need to do this. If you want to succeed, they have been telling you, you shouldn't do that. Well, I say to you, you can do it. They have been telling us, oh, you want to succeed here? You do this and you do this. And Paul is saying to us, do not buy it. You belong to God, your Father in heaven. Don't fear. And Jesus told us, I am with you till the end of the age. So hang in there. Stay strong in your faith, no matter what. Amen.